Okay. 2 Peter chapter 1, please. Second Peter chapter 1 this evening. Stand with me, if you would. I'm going to begin reading in verse 12. Verse 12. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. It's a pastor's job, amen, not to be negligent. And not putting things before you to help you keep them in your mind. It says, though you know them and be established in the present truth. You already know this stuff. I'm going to preach to you tonight, but it's my job, amen, to keep you in remembrance of these things. Yea, I think it meet, in verse 13, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Peter lived many, many years in the ministry, serving the Lord faithfully, having been told by Jesus before he ever went back to heaven that he was going to be martyred for Christ. Years later, he still knew that. He's saying this here in verse 14. Jesus showed me I'm going to have to put off my tabernacle for his cause, for his sake. But notice the faithfulness here. He says, but you know what? As long as I'm in this tabernacle,
yeah.
I've got a job to do.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Boy, you know, I'd give my right arm,
yeah.
Amen, to just have a church full of people with that idea, right? With that in there. Listen, I know I'm going to suffer. I'm even going to have to give my life for Jesus. Amen. But as long as I'm here, I'm going to keep on doing what God's told me to do. That, boy, if we could just get a little bit of that from this message tonight, boy, that'd be a success.
Amen.
Moreover, he says in verse 15, I will endeavor that you may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. He says, you know what I would really like for you to do is that once I'm gone, that you do not forget this.
Yeah. Amen.
Wow. What's he talking about? Let's read on. Must be pretty important here. It says, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty.
Amen.
He says, look, Jesus is coming again.
Yeah. Amen.
In power and in glory.
Yeah.
And what he's saying is that, listen, I've seen that with my own eyes.
Yeah, come
Amen.
On.
He says he's coming again with excellent power and glory, honor and glory. And he said, we heard a voice from heaven. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.
Yep.
And this voice in verse 18, which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount.
Amen.
Now, but listen, but he's not focusing on that.
That's right.
He's not focusing on that. He's focusing on this next verse. He's saying, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that you take heed. It's a good idea for you to listen.
Yep.
That's what he's saying.
Yep.
It's a good idea for us to listen when God says that, as unto a take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, notice, until the day dawn. That's the day of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yep.
And the day star arise in your hearts.
Hallelujah.
Wow. I tell you what, I want to preach to you tonight if I can, without getting carried away. But I want to preach to you tonight on that day star arising
Amen.
In our hearts.
Hallelujah.
Let's pray. Father, help me tonight, Lord. I love your word. It's such an amazing book, alive, quick, and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, Lord, always working, piercing, dividing, encouraging, challenging, changing, helping, strengthening, edifying, cutting away. God, do whatever you need to do, please, in our hearts tonight. Give me your wisdom, your strength, Lord. I pray for your health and your grace. And bind the devil, Lord. I'm going to speak, Lord God, I'm going to raise up and lift up Jesus Christ here tonight. I pray, Lord, you'd bind old Satan, God, and you'd not allow him to hinder and distract our minds. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Boy, there's just a ton of things that I want you to see here, but I want you to notice, he says in verse 19, a more sure word of prophecy. Prophecy, of course, we know is the scripture prophecy. He's talking here about in verse 19, he's talking about your Bible, okay? He said, we received from God in verse 17, Peter, James, and John went up into the Mount of Transfiguration when Jesus was transfigured or glorified before their eyes as he went up there to pray, the Bible says, and Moses and Elijah showed up. But listen, that was prophecy. That was God showing Peter, James, and John future. That Jesus was going to come back to this earth in that same glory, in that same power that they saw on that mountain. And they saw Moses, the prophets. They saw Elijah, the law. But I believe they also saw, listen, that's the two witnesses in the book of Revelation. So what they saw was they saw Jesus before their very eyes, and they heard God say, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. This is the one that's going to rule and reign all eternity, and here is the glory." And they got a glimpse of it with their own eyes, and they heard God approve the fact that this is indeed my Son. And boy, they heard that, and they were, Peter's still talking about it. By the way, if I can say this, I think I can say this without any reason to doubt it. I believe this is probably one of the foremost reasons that Peter, because he's saying all this in the same context, that Peter was able to keep going, knowing that he was going to have to give his life for Jesus.
That's right.
Because he knew that Jesus was indeed the King of Glory. The King of Glory. He had seen him on that mountain. But listen, there was only three of them up there. Peter, James, and John. That's it.
Yep.
Now, but he says, but I want you to understand, he said, I want you to remember these things. I want to keep you in remembrance of these things. As long as I'm here, he said, I want to keep on reminding you of all of this. And he said, but understand something, even after I'm gone, you still have a more sure word of prophecy. That's Jesus, the Word of God, the power, the promises of God, that Jesus Christ is going to come back and rule and reign in honor and glory with excellent glory for all eternity. Now, but he says, until that day, verse 19, you do well to take heed unto that word of prophecy. You do well to take heed unto that Bible as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. Now, our world is not getting lighter. Our world is getting darker. But the darker the night, amen, the brighter the light. Are you with me tonight? The darker the night, the brighter the light. And Peter's saying to you and to me, God, through His Holy Spirit, is speaking to you and me tonight, saying, look, you have a sure word of prophecy in your hands. It would do you well to take heed to it.
Come on.
Amen.
Because it is a light that's going to shine no matter how dark the world gets. This book is going to keep shining.
Why
do you think it is that there's any number of attacks on your Bible tonight? Because it's light that shines in a dark place. But I want you to notice, we're only going to have to let this light shine until the day that the light returns. After Jesus returns, we won't need to read our Bibles anymore. After Jesus comes back and rules and reigns with us and for all eternity, listen, we won't need this written word. We'll have the living word, amen, face to face. We shall behold Him in all of His glory, just like Peter did. But he says, until that day, I want you to take heed to the Bible as a light that shineth in a dark place. Now, if you'll think with me for just a minute tonight, When we go out into the nighttime, it's dark. Now, there may be street lights and there may be stars, but there is prevalent darkness at night. And understand something. As the sun rises in the morning, we are reminded over and over and over every day of our lives that Jesus is coming again. That Jesus is coming back, amen. And no matter how dark the night gets, amen, there's a sunrise on the horizon. Glory to God. And listen, he says, you have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well to take heed, in verse 19, as a light that shineth in a dark place, until that day dawn. That's the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The day star arise in your hearts. That's talking about Jesus Christ coming again to this old rotten world and bringing forth, listen to me, eternal day.
That's right, amen.
Everlasting day. I was thinking about that. Oh, I don't know. I think it was yesterday. I was thinking about how so many people... Oh, I know it was yesterday. I was up here late last night studying and praying. And as I was driving home, there was any number of people sitting on their porches and sitting out in their yards. And I'm thinking, they're out there like it's the middle of the day. And it was late at night. I'm going home with one eye open going to bed. But they're out there just starting their whatever, their party. They're sitting around, they're walking all up and down the sidewalks, they're out in the front yard. But it's, listen, it's late at night. It's past pumpkin time, amen. It's late at night. And I'm thinking, dear God, what are these people out here in the middle of the night for? And you're thinking, well, what are you out there for, preacher? Well, I was doing something spiritual, amen. I was studying the Bible and praying for you. But anyway, I went home and it was time to go to bed. But what I'm saying is this, this world loves darkness.
Right. Yeah.
This world, I guarantee you, they stayed up all night and then all they want to do is sleep all day.
Oh, yeah.
That's backwards, amen.
Yeah.
They're not going to enjoy eternal day.
That's right.
They're not going to enjoy. Listen, I'm not talking about eternal August in September. I mean, August in Texas. I'm not talking about heat of the day. I'm just talking about light, amen. Yeah. Glorious light of God, which is this nothing more than the power of Jesus Christ.
That's
understand
it.
Something, though. That day dawn, that star, day star rising in our hearts, which, by the way, is a reference to Jesus Christ, not Lucifer.
That's right. Amen.
Okay, the new Bibles have changed this. They've made Lucifer to be the day star.
Right.
Understand, the Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 14 that Lucifer is the son of the morning. Not the S-U-N, but the S-O-N. Lowercase. Not the day star that's going to arise one day with glory and power. You see, but you know your NIV Bibles, they have changed Lucifer to become the day star. It's so filthy, wicked, evil, guys. You've got to believe me. There is an attack, all-out attack on this King James Bible because it is the only light.
Yeah,
it's the only light.
Yeah,
but that's not my message tonight. Amen. I just wanted to, that's free.
Well,
but the point is this. Peter is trying to tell us something that our lives ought to revolve around this day star even now.
Amen. That's right. Thank you, Lord. Right.
Now, let me take this step further. In other words, God is telling you and me that if our lives will revolve around this day star now, we'll constantly be looking for the day that He indeed does come back, and it will not surprise us, it will not shock us. As a matter of fact, it will be something that we long for because our lives already revolve around the day star.
Yeah, buddy.
That's right.
Now, let's take that a little step further here. Scientists think that they have discovered something when they found out that our solar system is centered on the
sun.
Day star. What a revelation. What a discovery. No, listen to me. It's God.
Amen.
We have a solar system. That's why it's called a solar system, because it revolves around the sun.
That's right.
The solar Son, this, in other words, listen, you and me have to understand that God has placed our planets in place. He has hung them on nothing. They're hanging, and by the way, they're round, amen. It's an orb, it's a circle, whatever you want to believe, but listen, it's round, amen. And that's, by the way, that's why the Bible says that hell in the center of the earth is a bottomless pit. You know why? Because as it revolves, amen, they're falling one way, then they're falling another way, then they're falling another way. They never stop falling.
That's right.
That wouldn't happen if it was flat. Hello. This is a little bit of common sense. Read your Bible, amen. Focus on the Word of God. Don't worry about what some. I tell you what, it's crazy. But anyway, I don't even know what they're just trying to change everything. But we know that the solar system, our planetary system, revolves around the sun.
Amen.
We know that. It's obvious. It's proven. It's fact. But here's what I'm saying, man. That's how God wants us to live our lives. Yes. Revolving around the sun. Revolving around the sun of righteousness, which one day will arise with healing in his wings. Remember that? Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the day star. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is, and listen, our lives should revolve around Jesus.
That's right. Man.
Amen, brother.
Now,
that's right. Come on, you preach.
That's what Peter's saying. You know what kept me going?
Come on.
My life revolved around the day star.
Amen.
I saw the glory. I was on the mountain with Jesus. But he says, you have a more sure word.
Yeah.
You have a light that shines for all eternity right here in this book.
Amen. Yeah.
But it's all because of Jesus.
Amen. That's right, preacher.
What good would this book be if Jesus was dead?
Yeah.
Right.
What good would the Bible be? What light would there be? There'd be no light. You understand that God said in the book of Genesis, he said, let there be light. What was the first thing? Light.
That's right.
You know what? He created the sun later.
Yeah, man.
Right.
Right. Yep.
That wasn't the sun when he said, let there be light. That was Jesus.
Yeah.
Are y'all listening to me tonight? Yeah. Amen. I know this is not Mother's Day message, but Mother's Day is over. I mean, no. That was this morning. Amen. This is Jesus, okay? This is more exciting than mothers even. I love you, mothers. I love my mother and my wife. But listen, I'm talking about Jesus. Amen. The day star. Amen. Jesus Christ, when he comes in power and glory. But what Peter's saying is, listen, what kept me going? What kept me moving forward? Knowing that I was going to give my life, knowing that I was going to be martyred. And by the way, we have historical records that say that Peter was crucified, but he was crucified upside down because he did not feel worthy to be crucified like his Savior.
Yeah, that's right.
He was turned upside down, head down, feet up, and crucified like that. But he knew it was coming his whole ministry.
That's right.
What kept him going? His life revolved around the sun.
Amen.
Let's reflect on the sun for a minute. It's the center of our solar system.
That's right.
Hello. It's the center of our solar system. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
Why? It is the power of God unto salvation. Understand something, folks. That's talking about the new birth. That's talking about you and me getting born again and delivered from sin and unrighteousness. But listen to me. It's the power of God unto salvation from and for everything else until Jesus comes. If our life will revolve around the gospel of Christ. Jesus Christ is the, if our lives will be, Jesus will be center of our world, where everything revolves around him, then you and me, understand something, we'll have a more sure hope, a more sure word. We'll understand what I'm talking about. We'll be able to go through anything and everything that comes our way.
That's right.
Yeah. Our lives, listen, the center of our solar system is the sun. Jesus is the center of the gospel. It is the gospel of Christ. Jesus is the center of God's grace and mercy. And Jesus, the Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What does that mean? That means that without Christ, there would be no gift of eternal life. That means without Christ, there would be no gift of hope. There would be no grace and mercy, which, by the way, is the only way we have salvation today. Listen, everything revolves around Jesus. In God's economy, Jesus is, let there be light. It was Jesus Christ. The light of the kingdom is Jesus Christ. The light of the new city, Jerusalem, is Jesus Christ. And listen, if you allow your life to be lit up by Jesus Jesus Christ, just revolve your life around Jesus, you will be able to go through anything and everything this world throws your way. That's what Peter's saying to you and me today. The light of the Lord Jesus Christ is the sun. He's the center of our solar system. Also, the sun is the center of the attention of the solar system. You can't look at our solar system, our planetary system, and not see the sun.
That's right.
You can't look. Listen, we need to understand, we can't look into this Bible, and we can't look into the eternal things of God and not see Jesus.
That's right.
If you'll keep that in focus and keep that in mind, understand, so he's not just the center of the solar system, but he's the center of attention of the solar system. In other words, he needs to be the center of attention for those of us that fear the Lord. He needs to be our number one thought in our mind.
Amen.
In other words, I can't think about the day without thinking about Jesus. I can't think about the trials. I can't think about my job. I can't think about my family. I can't think. You see, listen, I'm talking about just being completely engulfed with this thought of Jesus Christ. And that's what Peter's talking about.
Amen.
The sun is the center. Listen, look at Isaiah 26:3. I know you've seen these verses before, but let's look at it again because it fits right here. Isaiah 26:3. I'm talking about Jesus, the Son of God, the day star, Isaiah 26:3. You can't look at God, you can't look at the Bible without seeing Jesus. Isaiah 26:3 says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee."
Yeah.
Whose mind, that means, listen, I'm thinking about Jesus all the time.
That's right.
You said, "Preacher, that's not possible." That's your problem if you don't think it's possible. That's because you've got too many other things on your mind.
Amen.
But if you'll live like this, I'm telling you, this is what the Bible says. If we'll allow Jesus Christ to be the center of our attention, the center of our thoughts, listen, we will have peace no matter... Listen, how did Peter keep going?
That's right.
You know, I'm not going to talk so much about what else you don't need to be thinking about, but I'm just going to encourage you to understand something. If you want the peace of God that passeth understanding, then Jesus, listen, the sun, the day star, the sun of righteousness, he's going to arise one day forever and ever, be the light of all eternity. But understand something, that you and me have that light in us now, and we should let that be the center of our life.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. That's why God put the solar system like that, because he wanted us to learn something from... Listen, the heavens declare the glory of God.
Amen.
What is the glory of God? Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. Jesus. Hey man, there's a song the kids sing. Jesus, 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 I've got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 I've got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 I've got him on my mind. Oh, I've got Jesus on my mind. Well, that's tough, isn't it? It's easy to remember, amen. Kids, you know, they have a short attention span. But the fact is, it's true. It ought to be true. It needs to be true. He should be the center of our attention, because he is the center of our attention. Look in Hebrews chapter 12. These are not new verses, but I want you to see them with me tonight. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us," or besiege us and take over, "and let us run with patience the race that's set before us." That's what Peter did. He ran his race with patience. Why? Because he kept looking unto Jesus.
Amen.
That's what verse 2 is talking about. Excuse me. Jesus, it was the center of his attention. Jesus was the center of his thought life. Jesus was the middle of his home, the middle of his life, the center of everything. His life revolved around Jesus.
Right.
Now, some of you just aren't getting this, and I don't know what it is, but maybe it's because there's too many other things on your mind. But understand something. If you'll do this, if you won't fall asleep while I'm talking about Jesus, maybe you'll make it.
Yes.
Otherwise, dearly beloved, you won't.
That's right. Come on, preacher. Come on, preacher.
You won't.
Well,
you're not going to make this race.
That's right.
If you don't look unto Jesus.
That's right.
That's right.
If he's not the center of your attention.
Yes.
Listen, you've got to understand something. There's only one way to be transformed from the filthiness of this world, and that's by the renewing of our minds and looking unto Jesus and keeping our hearts and minds stayed on the Son of Righteousness. That's how Peter made it. That's how Paul made it. And that's how you're going to make it. Psalm 55:17. Look over there quickly. Psalm 55:17. David. Boy, how did David make it through all of that? Battle after battle. So many things going on in his life. Psalm 55. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray.
That's right.
Cry aloud. And he shall hear my voice. You know what that means? That means his whole day revolved around Jesus.
Amen.
You say, boy, that's just not possible. Why isn't it?
Come on.
Look at me and tell me. Somebody raise your hand and tell me why that's not possible.
Come on, preacher.
Come on, raise your hand.
Come on. Preach.
I can't do that today. Why not?
Help us, preacher. Help us.
Come on, seriously. I'm letting you hear. The floor is open.
Yeah, come on.
There's no reason we can't do that.
That's right.
But other than the fact that we've got our mind on something else.
That's right.
Amen. Come on. Yep.
And Jesus is not the center of our attention.
That's right. Help us, Lord. Amen.
See, what you do is you look at trials and you don't see Jesus.
Yep.
You look at tribulations and you don't see Jesus. Amen. You look at temptations and you don't see Jesus. Yep. And that's where you're going to fall.
That's right.
Amen.
You look at hard times, you look at financial difficulties, you look at family problems, you look at all kinds of personal issues, and you don't see Jesus, and that's when you're going to fall. But if you'll see Jesus, because he's there in everything, he's right there in the center of it.
That's right, man. That's right.
Do you understand what I mean? Are you with me tonight?
Yeah.
Am I speaking in another language or do you understand?
Yeah,
it's very easy to understand. Jesus is the center of the sun is the center of the solar system, and if he'll become the center of our lives, we'll make it.
Yes, amen.
Find Jesus in your trouble.
Amen. That's right, preacher. Come on, help us.
Find Jesus. He's there.
Amen. That's right.
He's there. He's right smack dab in the middle of it.
Amen.
That's what I'm trying to get you to see tonight.
Amen.
He is the center of our life. He should be. If you're saved, listen, he's the only hope you have. You know, but if you'll let him be the center of your attention, you'll make it.
That's right.
You'll see him everywhere. You can't possibly fear the Lord. You will not continue to walk in the ways of the Lord if you don't find Jesus in every aspect of your life.
Amen.
You'll drift, by the way, you'll drift away.
Right.
You'll just drift away from the source of light.
Right.
He's there.
Amen.
He's right there.
Amen.
The sun. Number three, the sun keeps the planets in place as they orbit around it.
Amen.
See, a hub keeps a wheel in place as it spins, as it turns. There has to be a hub. If you just stuck a tire on a car without putting it on the rim, which attaches to the hub, that tire is just going to go whoop, fly off.
Amen.
You'll look pretty silly trying to drive down the road like that. You won't make it an inch.
Amen.
And that's how a lot of Christians try to live their Christian life.
Yeah. Come on, preacher. That's right.
Amen.
I just don't seem to be going anywhere, preacher. I just don't seem to be getting it. I just don't understand. And I don't understand it all either. And sometimes I don't know what to tell you other than look for Jesus.
Amen.
He's there. And he'll keep you in the center of his will.
That's right.
He's the hub that keeps things moving forward in your life. Jesus will keep you in place. Jesus will keep you in God's will. You've got to keep him in the center of your daily life.
Amen. Amen. Amen, preacher.
He needs to be the center of our homes. He needs to be the center in our vehicles, our music, our entertainment, our decisions, our thoughts, our relationships.
Yeah.
Need to be built on him. He's got to be the center, because without the center, without the hub, everything is going to fall apart.
Come on.
We would not have a solar system if it were not for the sun.
Yeah, right.
That makes sense, doesn't it? You would not have a Christian life if it were not for the Son of Righteousness. You would not have salvation if it were not for the Son of Jesus Christ, the Son of Righteousness, Jesus Christ our Lord. You will not have a successful, you will not finish the race unless you make Him the center of your life, the hub that keeps everything together.
That's right.
I'm telling you, man, it's Jesus. You've got to find Him, and you've got to keep Him in focus, keep Him in your mind. Let me think with you about this. The Son is the same every day.
That's right. Amen. Yep.
It doesn't matter where the earth is.
That's right.
It doesn't matter what season it is.
Yep.
The Son's the same.
Amen. Amen.
Isn't that good?
Amen.
You know, the earth revolves and rotates and spins on its axis and orbits, but the sun doesn't change.
That's right.
You know, one day it's hot in Texas, and the next day, well, it's not as hot.
Yep.
Sometimes it gets cold in other places, but the sun hasn't changed.
That's right.
You know, all that's changed is the earth's perspective and angle and all of that stuff. You know, anyway, as it spins and on its axis and orbits the earth, you know, the sun is hitting at a different angle, but the sun hasn't changed.
That's right.
The earth has turned and revolved, and you understand, but the sun hasn't changed. It's always right there in the same place. Every single day of your life.
Amen.
See, I'm talking about Jesus, the day star. That's why the Bible calls Him that. Because He is never different. He's the same place every day.
Amen.
He gives the same amount of warmth every day.
Yep.
Amen.
Hey, listen now. You say, well, no, wait a minute. Sometimes it gets cold. That's not because He's changed. That's not because He's changed. Ooh, now, slow down a minute, preacher. What do you mean? That's just what I said. It's when you get cold, it ain't because He's changed.
Yep.
When this heart gets cold, it ain't because the sun's changed. He gives the same amount of warmth every single day.
Amen.
It's because you're not in the right place. You're facing Him from a different angle. Whatever you want to look at, your perspective is different. And whatever, the point is this. He's in the same place and offering the same warmth.
That's good.
The same warmth. You know what I'm talking about. Your heart, this old heart gets cold.
Yep.
And one day where Jesus is exciting, I'm in love with the Lord, the next day I'm just not.
Yep. Come on.
Help us.
Amen.
He hasn't changed.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
His warmth is still there, offered to everybody.
Amen.
Always the same. Jesus, always the same.
Amen.
You know, not only that, but He always gives the same amount of light. The same amount of light. You say, preacher, I made this stupid decision. I can't believe I did that. It wasn't because the light wasn't available.
Right. Yeah. Come on.
Amen.
Great.
You probably weren't facing the light.
Amen, brother.
Come on.
You understand when I've got my back to the sun?
Yep.
You know, all I see is a dark shadow.
That's right.
Sun hasn't changed.
Nope.
The warmth is on my back, but the light, I'm not using. How many times when Samuel and I are doing something, working together, you know, he's just a kid. I was the same way, and so were you, working with my dad. And my dad's over here with a light or something, and I'm like this. And he looks at me and said, "You're right in my light, son." Oh. I mean, how many times has Samuel... I said, "Son, you're right in my light." Oh, I'm sorry. You know what it is? It's his shadow. It's covering up the light. I can't see.
Right.
Yeah.
Move. Oh, okay. But you know, every time I say that to him, I'm reminded of how many times I did that to my dad.
Yeah.
"Son, you're right in my light." Oh. The kids, they don't even think about that. They just want to see. But how many times do you stand in the light?
Yeah. Come on.
You block the light.
Amen. Good stuff.
The light hasn't changed.
Yep.
You're blocking it.
Come
You've got
on.
Your back to it.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
You're walking in your own ways.
Uh-huh.
You're doing your own thing.
Right.
You're thinking about things your way. You're not even thinking about the Son.
Yeah, come on.
And you can't. And then God looks at you and says, "Hey, you're standing in your own light."
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
I mean, that's why you need preaching.
Amen.
That's why you need to get back to the light. Amen.
Yeah,
and God says, "Hey, you're standing in your light."
Yeah, man.
Oh, and then everything becomes a lot plain then, a lot clearer then.
Amen, brother.
The Son hasn't changed. He's always given the same light. He's always given the same warmth. He's always in the same place. Yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. The Bible says in James chapter 1, there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning with the Son, with Jesus Christ. Glory to God. But I also want you to think about this when it comes to the Son. It rises and it sets.
That's right.
See, our lives as Christians, we go through warm, bright, sunny times. But then there's times where we don't see the sun.
Yeah. Come on.
It's not because the sun hasn't changed. But listen, we're on a planet that's controlled by God's hand.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right. Right. That's right.
Right?
Yep.
We're on a planet that turns and rotates and all that stuff. I mean, isn't it amazing how he's got it tilted at the perfect angle to where when I spin around like this, summertime, and when I spin around like this, wintertime. Isn't it amazing? I mean, it's just amazing to me. By the way, and there's no strings hanging the planet. It's just it's just God.
Yeah, man.
The scientists will say, "Well, it's just the gravitational forces." They'll be quiet. Go take a break. Go jump in a lake.
Yeah, man.
The fact is, God's hand is in control of it all. But understand, sometimes He puts us on that backside, and we can't control that.
That's right.
And it's dark.
Yep.
And it's cold.
That's right.
And we find ourselves in a valley.
Yeah.
A cold, dark place that really we didn't put ourselves there. Sometimes we get in our own light, but other times the sun just sets. It's part of life.
Right.
And it's nighttime. The sun hasn't changed. We know that, but we can't find him.
Right.
We can't see him. And we walk in those shadows sometimes, and we can't find the light. We can't find the warmth. We're looking for the sun. We need the sun to rise again. Amen. We need him to come back out. The darkness is overbearing and overwhelming.
Yeah, come on.
And you didn't put yourself there this time. You're just on God's planet, spinning and revolving in His timing, and boom, there you are, and it's night. Weeping may endure for a night. And can I say, that's part of life.
Yeah, that's right.
Because the day star hasn't arisen yet eternally.
Yep.
You understand? He hasn't risen yet eternally. Well, here's what we need to understand. In those days of darkness, as long as you know you didn't put yourself there, as long as you know you're not blocking your own light, you got to stop and take comfort in the fact that joy comes in the morning.
Amen.
That's right.
Joy comes in the morning.
That's right.
The sun will rise again.
Amen. Amen.
How do I know that, preacher? Well, because it's done it every day of your life.
Yeah.
It ought to be good enough. What I'm saying is, hasn't God proved Himself to you yet?
Yeah,
hasn't God proved His faithfulness to you yet? Hasn't God proved Himself to you? It wasn't Calvary enough?
Yeah.
Amen. But every single day of your life, it comes up again. And listen, the glory and the light and the warmth, there it is again. Just when I needed it most.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Good preaching. Amen. Come on.
But you know, preacher, it's always darkest right before the dawn.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. And some of you know that. And if you haven't learned that yet, you will.
Yeah.
But the Bible says when those disciples were out, and boy, the wind was contrary. And they were toiling and rowing and toiling, and it was pitch black out on that Sea of Galilee.
Yeah.
They didn't have cell phones with flashlights.
Amen. That's right.
You can't keep a lantern burning out there in that kind of wind and rain.
No.
It's pitch black.
That's right.
And the Bible says it's the fourth watch of the night. It's the darkest, latest, and it's been dark for a long time.
Yep.
And they're toiling and rowing. They're tired.
That's right.
The winds are blowing them opposite from where they're trying to get. By the way, Jesus put them in that boat. Jesus put them in that boat, in that storm, on that sea. Again, sometimes you find yourself on the backside of the planet when the sun is on the other side, and there's nothing you can do about it.
That's right. Come on.
When the fourth watch of the night. Oh, listen. Before the S-U-N arose, the S-O-N came walking on the water.
Yeah.
And he said, "Fear not, be of good cheer, it is I." What a blessed truth that is. Listen, that's prophetic right there. One day, listen, in the darkest hour, this whole world is going to get worse and worse. But Jesus is going to come, and he's going to do the impossible. He's going to come, and he's going to rescue us, and he's going to arise in our hearts, and he's going to show up in the boat. And he's going to say, "Peace, be still." And it's going to go,
phew. Come on.
Amen.
Amen, preacher. That's right.
And the kingdom will begin.
Amen.
Man, I don't know about you, but that does this heart good.
Amen.
Yep.
But those disciples were just about ready to give up.
Right.
And might I add, they were not going to make it. They weren't going to make it.
Nope.
The storm, the wind, the rain, the darkness, they were weary.
Oh, yeah.
They were wore out.
Yeah.
But Jesus was waiting.
Amen.
Watching. He wasn't sleeping. That was another time he was sleeping in the back of the boat. That's another story. But he woke up and he saved. And listen, the point of the matter is, he's coming.
That's right.
Amen.
He's coming.
That's right.
He's coming. It may be morning, maybe noon, but he's coming again.
Amen.
Yep.
What would our world be without the sun?
Yeah.
Think about the darkness.
Yeah.
You see, all the stars that you see up there, those are just suns a lot further away. They're just burning orbs of fire like the sun. But the sun is right where it needs to be in our solar system.
Yep.
It's not too close or we'd burn up.
Yep.
It's not too far or we'd freeze to death.
Right.
It gives us just enough light. Imagine the death without the sun.
Yep.
Nothing can live.
Yeah.
Nothing could live.
That's right.
Are you listening to me? There would be no life without Jesus.
That's right. That's right. Brother.
Your life is not because of your goodness or your strength or your talent or your wit. It's because of Jesus.
Amen.
He is the life, the way, the truth. Imagine the darkness. Imagine the death without the sun. Imagine the despair.
Yeah.
Like those disciples out there on that sea that night, and the sun never came because they're not a son. There'd be no hope.
That's right.
I mean, what keeps a God-fearing, a God-fearing man or woman, what keeps a Christian going? Is the sun.
Yep.
The sun of righteousness. Imagine no sun. What hope would you have?
Yeah, that's right.
Imagine the despair, the death, the darkness. Imagine the desolation that would fill this world without the sun. You remember the ninth plague in Egypt was darkness. The Bible says that they could feel it. Darkness that could be felt. And when it gets that dark, you can feel it. It's oppressive. It's heavy. I mean, that's where we were without Jesus.
Amen. That's right.
We were dead. There was nothing in our hearts but darkness. There was nothing but despair, desolation. We were alone without God, without Christ in this world.
Amen.
Do you remember the day that the sun shone in?
Amen.
That the light of the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ shone into your heart and your eyes?
Amen.
Who, by the way, is the image of God.
Amen.
And it lit up your life.
Yep.
It brought life. It brought hope. He brought salvation, victory, deliverance. That's all we were. We're empty vessels of darkness and despair and death.
Yep.
Next time you look outside and you see that sun, don't complain because it's too hot.
Amen.
Don't complain because it's too bright. Where's my shades? That's okay. We can wear sunglasses. That's fine. But don't complain.
Yeah.
That's a picture. That's a picture of Jesus.
Amen. Yep.
Without that sun, everything would be death,
yep.
Darkness, despair, desolation, and doom.
Amen.
Doom.
That's right.
And that's why Peter said, I want to stir this up in your remembrance. I want you to rejoice in the light of the sun. I want you to rejoice in, listen, light is knowledge. Light gives us knowledge of our surroundings. Light lets us know what direction we're heading in. Light lets us know where we're at. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Light gives us knowledge of our own condition. Listen, you can see how much weight you need to lose.
Yep.
Or you can see your face and what you need to... Amen. Get a washcloth and some soap, man. Wash yourself. Light gives us, amen, that knowledge. Listen, the warmth the sun gives us, our Savior's love, that warmth gives us joy. That warmth gives us hope. That warmth gives us purpose.
That's right.
A reason to keep going. That warmth gives us confidence. That warmth gives us, listen, a lot to shout about. I'm talking about Jesus. I'm just talking about Jesus tonight. That's all I'm doing. I'm just trying to help you to think about the health the sun brings.
That's right.
Health. You would be sick. You would die.
Yeah.
Without that sun. There's vitamin D or something like that. I don't know. You guys can figure all that out on your own. But the point is, it's health. Okay? Who cares what vitamin it is? It's health. It's God's health. Giving you sun rays bring healing. You know, if you stay in a dark, gloomy room all your life, you will be shriveled up and sick.
That's right.
But you know what you can do? You can open the window.
Amen.
And let the light shine in. Amen. Or better yet, you can walk outside and let that glorious sunbeams, those rays, those are healing rays.
That's right. Amen.
That warmth, that light, it's a healing light. It's a healing sun. It brings spiritual healing for your sick soul, your sin-sick soul too. When you get into the Word of God and you let the light of the Lord Jesus Christ shine into your heart.
Amen.
Listen, it keeps you vibrant, it keeps you strong, it keeps you going. The glory of the sun, we need to rejoice in the freedom that it represents.
Yeah, amen.
It represents freedom. Listen, you can enjoy the sun, but you gotta go, you can go out. If prisoners, they get locked up. And they can only go outside when they're allowed to go outside.
Yeah.
They can only go outside as a privilege.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen, but I can go outside right now and see that sun. And I'm talking about the freedom that it represents when I see that sun. Listen, it's freedom from sin. It's freedom from hell. It's freedom from condemnation. Listen, it's freedom that Jesus has given me through His glorious light.
Yeah.
And not to mention the growth that the sun produces.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if flowers don't get some sunlight, they're going to die.
Right.
But when they get the right amount of sun and water, of course, but no sun, they won't grow.
Yeah.
They won't grow. A heart that's in fellowship with the Son of Righteousness will be a heart that's growing.
Amen. That's
growing
right.
In grace, growing in understanding, growing in knowledge of Jesus Christ, growing, amen. I'm talking about the warmth, the growth, the healing, the freedom, the light, the glory of the Son. Listen, a maturing Christian has got to stay in the light.
Amen. That's right.
In the light. A very sarcastic and irreverent lost man one time asked a saved co-worker who had been witnessing to him. He said, "Why do I need your Jesus?" He said, "What advantage do you have over me? The same sun shines on you, shines on me every day." Just sarcastic. His co-worker, though, filled with the fear of the Lord and the Holy Spirit, said, "Yes, sir, that's true. But the difference is I have two suns shining on me.
Amen.
One on my body and one on my eternal soul."
Amen.
You see the difference, guys? We can't make the sun. We can't move the sun. We can't buy the sun. We can't change the sun. But we sure can go outside and enjoy the benefits.
Amen.
That God's given us. It's listen. If you're saved today, stay in the light.
Amen.
Walk in the light.
Amen.
Walk as children of the light. Rejoice in the light.
Amen.
That's what kept Peter going.
That's right.
Jesus was the center of his life.
Yep.
And he stayed in the will of God, right where he needed to be, and he died, glorifying God.
Yep.
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray you bless your word. Just some simple thoughts tonight. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the light, the warmth, the glory.